This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are in the middle of an historic drought out here in the American West. It's been three-something years in the immediate term. It's the worst in something like 1,200 years in the very long term. And the Colorado River is a key, maybe the key part of it, both as an economic resource. A study out of Arizona State says that Colorado supports $1.4 trillion in economic activity every year, 16 million jobs. But also as a natural resource, reservoirs out here are at dangerous new lows, and the Federal Bureau of Reclamation has asked the seven states that rely on the river to cut their water use by a lot. They've got 60 days to come up with a plan those states do, and if they don't, the feds are going to step in and take care of it. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has this look at Colorado and the economy.
Seven states and more than a dozen tribal nations rely on the Colorado River for municipal water supplies and to irrigate their crops. Speaking before a recent Senate committee, Camille Tootin with the Bureau of Reclamation issued a warning. Find a way to use less, close to a quarter less, or the feds will do it for you.
It is in our authorities to act unilaterally to protect the system, and we will protect the system.
I heard that as a threat.
That's John Ensminger. As head of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, he's one of the water managers tasked with brokering this emergency conservation deal, and he says it's not going to be easy.
Well, I think every sector, every water user needs to share in the pain.
From corporate and municipal use to the region's biggest water suck, farming and ranching.
There's just no way to do this without agriculture using a lot less water.
John Fleck is a water policy researcher at the University of New Mexico. He says that means fields going dry in places like California's Imperial Valley and Yuma County, Arizona. And that will take a toll on those regional economies.
This is scary stuff. You know, we need to recognize that it's not just a math problem that can be solved by engineering. We need to recognize the human toll that this takes on communities.
The threat of these cuts has been looming for years, says Ann Castle, who worked on water policy in the Obama administration. She says reducing water use would have been easier to pull off gradually.
But it's very difficult to proactively agree to take less water when there's not a crisis.
She says that crisis point is where we find ourselves now. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.